From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to address the nation on terrorism. Mr. Obama is making a primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks. The president also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's shootings in California. VOANews.com will stream the address at 1 UTC. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, that there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close friend Jill Stuckey says the former president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week did not show signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Al Arabiya reports the framework calls for a 10-person committee to form a unity government. This is VOA News.